Hello, this is School of Purpose Course Leadership Level 1 Program of World Changers Network. The topic of this segment is Start Now. Start Now, Answering the Call of God. Introduction. In Luke 9, 58 to 62, Jesus delivered a powerful message about the urgency of responding to his call. He emphasized that those who are called to follow him should not delay, but instead take immediate action. This passage serves as a reminder for all believers to embrace their purpose and begin their journey of faith without hesitation. It teaches us the significance of obedience, perseverance, and unwavering commitment in fulfilling God's calling in our lives. Start now, embracing God's call. Jesus' statement, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head," highlight the sacrificial nature of following him. It signifies that discipleship requires relinquish comfort and security, as Jesus himself did. By reminding us of this, Jesus encouraged us to embrace his call wholeheartedly, knowing that our true fulfillment lies in obedience to him. Responding without delay. When Jesus invites someone to follow him, he expects an immediate response. Often, we may be tempted to postpone our obedience until we feel ready or more equipped for the task. However, Jesus called us to step out in faith, even when we don't have all the answer or feeling inadequate. He wants us to trust in his guidance and provision, recognizing that he equips those he calls. Learning on the job. One of the key lessons from Jesus' message is that the best training comes from actively engaging in our purpose. Learning on the job allows us to gain practical experience and develop the necessary skill and character traits. God doesn't always wait for us to become expert before using us. Instead, he molds us through the process of obedience and service. As we step out in faith, we discover that he employs us along the way, empower us along the way. Overcoming negative voices. When responding to God's call, we may encounter skepticism or discouragement from others. People may doubt our ability or question our decision to pursue God's purpose for our lives. However, It is critical to remember that God's call is not dependent on the opinion of others. He has chosen and equipped us for a specific task, and His affirmation and guidance are what matters most. We should not allow the negative voices to hinder our progress, but trust in God's unwavering support. The case study of the old and young prophet. The story of the old and young prophet in 1 Kings 13 serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of adhering to God's leading above all else. In this account, the young prophet received a clear instruction from God, but is later deceived by an older prophet who claimed to have received a contrary message. Despite the older prophet's authority and experience, it is the young prophet's obedience to God's original command that is crucial. This story emphasizes the need to stay faithful to God's guidance and not to sway by external influence, regardless of their credibility. Jesus' message in Luke 9:58-62 reminds us of the urgency and importance to respond to God's calling without delay. He encourages us to step out in faith, trusting in His provision and guidance, learning on the job, overcoming negative voices, and remaining steadfast in God's leading are all the vital aspects of fulfilling our purpose. The cautionary tale of the old and the young prophet further emphasizes the significance of obedience to God above the opinion and influence of others. As believers, let us start now and wholehearted pursue the call God has placed upon our lives, knowing that He will equip and enable us for the journey ahead. Embracing self-motivation, the power of starting now. Motivation is often seen as an external force that drives us to take action. While external stimulation can be helpful, relying solely on it can be limited. True success and fulfillment come from within, from a deep-rooted determination and commitment to our goals. In the pursuit of our dreams, there will be times when no one else believes in us and doubt may creep in. However, it is during these challenging moments that we must find strength in our divine purpose and trust in the leading of the higher power. By embracing self-motivation and starting now, we can overcome obstacles and achieve remarkable things. This article exposes the importance of self-motivation and draw inspiration from biblical case study of individuals who stepping out in faith. The power of internal drive. While external motivation can provide temporary and encouragement, it is our internal drive that sustains us in the long run. Waiting for external factor to align perfectly before taking action can lead to missed opportunities and unfulfillment dream. Instead, we should cultivate a mindset that values self-motivation and resilience. Recognizing that the journey may not always be easy and doubts may arise, but trust in your own ability and the guiding hand of divine. Elisha, follow Elijah. The story of Elisha, who followed Elijah, serves as a powerful example of unwavering commitment and self-motivation. In 1 Kings 19, 19-21, Elisha received a divine call to become Elijah's successor. Despite the uncertainties and challenges that lay ahead, Elisha displayed unwavering determination by sacrificing his former life and committing himself to the journey. His internal drive propelled him to embrace his divine purpose, ultimately leading to a powerful ministry. Ruth, following Naomi. Ruth's decision to follow her mother-in-law, Naomi, in the book of Ruth 1:6-19, showcased the strength of self-motivation and loyalty. Despite the difficulties and uncertainty that awaits her, Ruth remained steadfast in her commitment to Naomi. Her internal drive, fueled by love and loyalty, empowered her to step into a new chapter of her life. Through her faithfulness, Ruth experienced restoration and became an integral part of God's redemption plan. Peter after Jesus. Luke 5:11 recounts the moment when Peter left everything to follow Jesus. Peter's decision emphasized the power of self-motivation and the transformative impact it can have on one's life. Despite being an experienced fisherman, Peter recognized the profound calling upon Jesus' life and chose to align himself with it. His internal drive to be part of something greater fueled his journey of discipleship and led him to become one of the central figures in the early Christian movement. The importance of starting now. Procrastination is a common hindrance to progress and personal growth. Waiting for the perfect moment or for external circumstances to align may result in missed opportunities and unfulfilled potential. The key is to start now, regardless of the circumstances. There will always be reason to delay, but by embracing self-motivation and taking the first step, we set ourselves on a path towards success and personal fulfillment. Conclusion. While external motivation can be helpful, true success and fulfillment stem from self-motivation and a deep-rooted commitment to our dreams and divine purpose. Draw inspiration from biblical cases studies like Elisha, Ruth, and Peter. We see the transformative power of internal drive and determination. By starting now, we embrace our own abilities, trust in the guidance of a higher power, and overcome obstacles on the path to achieve our goal. Let us cultivate self-motivation, discard procrastination, and embark on the journey towards our dream with unwavering commitment. World Changers Christian Leadership School is set up to launch and emerge leaders into the heartbeat of God. Contact us if you want to run a World Changers Leadership School in your community. What's up? 2-3-4-8-0-3-3-7-5-0-8-7-1.